Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple 7-figure business owner. I've supported thousands of women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. So if you're frustrated, if you're doubting yourself, if you're not enjoying the journey, there's a better way.
Together, we'll break through your past patterns, we'll eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and most importantly, enjoy the journey. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks for spending some of your time with me today. I think you're going to be really glad that you tuned in for this one. I, about a week ago, touched on this really quickly in one of our 365 consistency series episodes. Those are super short about what it looks like to apply consistency, but I got so many responses from it, I wanted to go a little deeper. And the way that the conversation started last week in that consistency mini episode was around this question of, who are you making this decision as? Who are you being as you are making a decision? That was what we talked about, and how one of the tools that I use is differentiating between, am I making this decision as the version of me I am today, or am I making this decision as the person that I want to be? And to go to the next level with this, because there's just so much more around this topic, what I want to challenge you to work on is not asking your present self for her thoughts or his thoughts. Ask your future self. Stop asking who you are today, how you think today, and start asking who you want to be and how you want to think. Now, there's a very important undercurrent here when we make that suggestion that you don't want to think as you currently are, but as you want to be. You cannot think in a way that is equal to your present patterns and your present circumstances and expect to progress. You have to think in a way that is beyond your present patterns and your present circumstances. You have to think and reason at the next level. It's kind of like if you want to get better at math, but every single day you do the same level of math, you're not going to get better, even if you want to, and even though you're capable of getting better. You have to do higher level math in order to get better at and be able to do higher level math. You won't get better by approaching the same kinds of problems in the same way every single day. Now, you're going to probably say, that sounds obvious, Elizabeth. But when you consider it in terms of no longer thinking at your present level of circumstances and patterns, it starts to look different. The default is to think about things the way that you have thought about things. And I've talked about how Dr. Joe Dispenza, that's what his life's work is all about, how so many of our thoughts and patterns, near all, are habitual. It's just the same thoughts and the same patterns and the same types of choices and the same type of reasoning day after day after day. And then we're like, why can't I change? Because you're still thinking in a way that is equal to your present patterns and your present circumstances. And when we have this desire to change, to grow, to become better people, healthier people, fitter people, more disciplined people, more consistent people, we have to think in a way that represents the level we want to be at. Now, we're going to talk about what happens when you ask yourself this question, like, well, what if I think about it as the level of me I want to be? What's next level thinking? We're going to talk about what happens when your automatic response is, I don't care. Not today. Because that's going to happen. That's going to happen. We're going to talk about how to navigate that. But first, I want to go through a couple of examples of what it looks like to think about things at your present level versus thinking about things at the next level. Recently, my mom made and brought over a bunch of ice cream sandwiches. And I think It was for like an event. And I think a lot of people didn't know they were there because everything else was out on the counter and these were in the freezer. And so after it was over, there was a bunch of ice cream sandwiches, homemade ice cream sandwiches in the freezer. And when I opened up the freezer to pull out something to thaw for dinner, I was like, ooh, I forgot these ice cream sandwiches were here. If I think about the question, should I have an ice cream sandwich, at a current level of thinking, it might be, sure, it's not a big deal. I've been really good. Like, one ice cream sandwich isn't a big deal. This one thing won't hurt. I won't have any sugar tomorrow, but it's not a big deal if I have a little bit. Thinking that reflects your common excuses, your common exceptions, your default, your norm, that's going to keep you in the same place. So if I ask myself, okay, the version of me I want to be, that lean, fit, healthy mom who has a really rock solid relationship with food, who feels totally in control versus feels controlled by food. What does that version of me think? And that version of me thinks, hey, Elizabeth, there's going to be tons of opportunities to indulge that are really worth it. And there are going to be days where it's easier and there are fewer barriers to eating super clean and having just a random Tuesday at home in beautiful weather. That's an easy day to say, not going to do the ice cream sandwich today. Not because ice cream sandwiches are bad. Not because I'd be bad if I had one. But I don't need to look for a reason to indulge every day. And this is certainly not a compelling reason. Sure, ice cream sandwiches taste great, but you'd actually feel a lot better if you don't have it. You feel better when you're not having sugar. And this can be a day where you just make awesome choices. So let's do that. You can think about this with everything, with spending money. Maybe where you're at now says, oh, it's such a good deal. And I really want this thing. And you know what? Next month, I'm going to be a lot more disciplined. Or next week, I'm going to spend less. But oh, this one thing, it's so worth it. And then I'll be better afterwards. Thinking at your present level keeps you at your present level. And if you want to be better, do better, grow, change, you have to seize these opportunities to not think the way you normally think, but to be a next level thinker. So maybe the next level of you says, you don't need it. You have enough. You don't need more stuff. It's way more valuable to have financial independence or financial security or financial progress than it is to have this outdoor patio furniture. Start being mindful of who you're making the decision as, because for as long as you think in a way that is equal to your present circumstances and your present patterns, you're going to stay there. Challenge yourself to think above, to think beyond. Now, I know full well that there are going to be times when you have this awareness that like, oh, I wonder what it would be like to think at this next level thing that Elizabeth mentioned. And the first thought that comes back is, I don't even care. I'm not going to do that. I'm not today. I really don't care. That's the opportunity to slow down, because the fact is you do care. The fact is you're throwing that line out because you don't feel like doing the work. And that's exactly when the work needs to be done. It's like the days you don't want to work out are the most important days to work out if you want to be consistent. The moments when you don't want to do the work, that's the work. That is the very work. That is the very doorway to change. That's it. It's screaming at you. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is where growth happens. This is where it is. Every single day inside the consistency course is around becoming a better thinker. and that work shows up and says, here I am, this is when it matters, in the moments that we say, I'll do better tomorrow, in the moments when we say, I just don't care, I don't want to do it, I'm too stressed, I'm too tired, I'm overwhelmed, because a better thinker understands that it's not all or nothing. Even when we're not in the mood, even when we say we don't care, there is something, there is a step, there is a slight move we can make in that direction. So what does that look like? Slow down. Calm down. Give it 5 minutes for your rational mind to show up. But if you were looking for, you know, I sometimes think about the path to change and the path to progress, whether it's weight loss or fitness or finances or business. Sometimes I think about certain moments as having like a score, you know, and if you do this thing here, it might have a score of 1 or 2, like it's low bar, doesn't really move the needle. You drink more water. Yay, kudos to you. But like the weight loss score on that, pretty low. But these moments when you're like, I don't care, I don't want to, it doesn't matter, those have a score of like 50, right? Those are when it matters. That's when you really move the ball forward. That's when change happens. When you show up in those moments and say, you know what, this is when it matters, huh? And I don't want to, and it feels uncomfortable, and I'd rather not, and I have 100 reasons lined up to justify why I couldn't or wouldn't or shouldn't do the work right now. But in some small way, I'm going to do it. I don't have to do all the things, but I'm going to do something. I'm not going to back down from this moment. And the other piece of it is you got to practice this way of thinking in the non-emotional moments. If the ice cream sandwich decision for you is a really hard decision for you, but the folding the laundry decision or the drinking the water decision or the making your bed decision feels easier, practice in those moments. We don't just practice in the moments that are the hardest for us. We've got to practice in the other moments. So for me, one of the silly things is taking my contacts out. You know, thinking at my present level is, it doesn't matter, it's fine. I'll take them out tomorrow. I'll take them out another day. I'm just going to sleep with them in today. But that's an opportunity to practice. Future me makes what kind of decision? Thinking at the next level, right? Thinking at the same level looks like sleep with your contacts in, take them out tomorrow, not a big deal. What's one more night? Thinking at the next level is take out the contacts right now. That's an opportunity to practice that isn't quite as high stakes, isn't as emotionally charged, doesn't have the same level of resistance, even though I really do struggle with taking out my contacts. Still, I've been sharing that with you guys for years. But practice in the lower stakes moments. If you continue to think at the same level that represents your same patterns and your same circumstances, change is not going to happen. And you're going to be one of those people that's like, why is it so hard? What's wrong with me? You're thinking. Your thinking is the answer. Your thinking is the problem. Your thinking is the solution. Your thinking is the opportunity. You cannot think in the way that represents your present, your current patterns, and then think you're going to behave totally differently. You're not. You have to think at the next level, always the next level. You don't get better at speaking French when all you do is say bonjour, right? You have to challenge yourself. You have to move the needle. You have to think at the next level, whether it's a language or it's math or it's the way you think about an ice cream sandwich in the freezer or the way you think about the shoes that are on sale. We do this work with more specificity and more one-on-one attention, more accountability and more specific coaching inside the consistency course, if that's something that you are looking for. But you can do this work anytime, any day. Don't ask your present thoughts. Don't ask your present self, what do you think about this? What should we do about this? Ask the version of you you want to be. Stop thinking in a way that is equal to where you are now. You have to think in a way that is equal to where you want to go. And that shift will change everything. Not because you want it to, because you practice it and you practice it and you practice it and you never, ever, for the rest of your life, you never stop practicing. It will feel hard now. It will feel difficult. It won't feel easy. It's going to take more activation energy, but easy is earned. So after a week of consistent practice, it will feel easier. After 24 hours of practicing 10 or 12 times, it will feel easier. Don't judge what's ahead based on how it feels now, because easy is earned and it does get easier. We'll see you tomorrow.